Joe Biden's deputies admit many more migrants from other countries. By Neil Munro on May 12, 2021. President Joe Biden's border officials allowed the entry of 43% more migrants from other countries during April, even as the number of recorded arrivals rose modestly to 178,000, according to government data. Almost 34,000 people arrived from countries other than Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, or El Salvador. Arrived in April, according to data released by Alejandro Mayorkas's Department of Homeland Security. That is a 36% jump from the 25,000 arrivals in March and a 260% jump from the 9,500 arrivals in January. 81% of the 33,877 April migrants from other countries, or 27,721 migrants, were released into the United States to seek jobs and apartments, according to the data. The other countries include Venezuela and Ecuador, along with India, Brazil, and many other countries. Once released, the migrants can tell their back home friends and relatives that they had made it through Biden's open border. That's the whole game, said Rob Law, the director of regulatory affairs and policy for the Center for Immigration Studies. Once illegal aliens successfully get into this country and word gets back to the home country how they succeeded, everybody else wants to follow, he told Breitbart News on Wednesday. Just 6,000 other migrants were denied entry under the Title 42 emergency rule, up from 5,500 denied in March. So the data shows other country rejections rose by 9%, while other country admissions spiked by 43%. Since October, 65,609 migrants from other countries have been allowed into the United States, up from 43,832 in all of 2020. The April 2021 inflow of migrants from other countries is 15 times the October 2020 inflow of 1,762 migrants. On May 9, AusCentral.com reported the welcome for two Ecuadorian migrants and their two children. In just a short time, we were already lost in the desert. We thought we were going to die, said Aziz, 30, whose dream is to see her sister in New Jersey. They had no choice. They grabbed their cell phones and dialed 911 seeking help from U.S. law enforcement. Fortunately for them, help arrived quickly. Border Patrol agents found them within minutes and took them to a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility where they were detained for a few hours before being referred to the Welcome Center in Phoenix, and then referred to support groups. Breitbart News reported April 21. A law enforcement source, speaking on the condition of anonymity, reported the illegal entry of more than 200 Venezuelan nationals south of town early Wednesday morning. The large group, consisting mostly of family units, was quickly apprehended by the Border Patrol and is in transit to nearby stations for processing. Since Friday, at least 600 Venezuelan nationals have entered through the small West Texas town. Most will be summarily released into the community to travel to their intended final destinations in the United States. Border agents recorded 178,622 migrants in April, up from 173,348 in March. Those apprehension numbers do not include the gotaways who sneaked across the border. The number of gotaways in April was roughly 45,000, boosting the total gotaway number to 200,000 since October, an agency source told Breitbart News. Officials sent 111,000 people back to Mexico, most who were single adults caught while crossing the border. Few of the migrants were penalized or flown home, so helping them try again to sneak through the border. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. The voter opposition to elite-backed economic migration coexists with support for legal immigrants and some sympathy for illegal migrants. But only a minority of Americans, mostly leftists, embrace the many skewed polls and articles pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition to labor migration is built on the widespread recognition that legal and illegal migration moves money away from most Americans' pocketbooks and families. Migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor, from red states to blue states, and from the central states to the coastal states such as New York.